May the sweet presence of your heavenly bridegroom be with you all. These past 2 weeks have seen an increase in opposition from the enemy, and along with that, more lessons on spiritual warfare. Every day I find that we are our own worst enemy. Dear ones, please keep a careful watch on your attitudes and don't open any doors. The enemy stands in line waiting for you to judge or be unkind or watch something offensive to the Lord, which is anything, by the way, that depicts sin, or to do anything contrary to charity and purity. As we're learning to get rid of demons, we are learning that they don't have access to us except through open doors. And doors are opened when we sin. Then we need to repent. And the Lord closes the door and takes that door and puts it in the abyss along with the demons that got in through it. At least that's what I'm learning so far. But I have to tell you, it is hard work and a battle to keep my heart purely for Him and to love as He loves us. Especially when I'm tired, weak, or sick, and reaching out and loving others is very difficult. And that's precisely when He sends us tests. Anyway, I've made up my mind, though it is difficult and challenging, I'm not going to leave the Lord or turn my back on Him. And thank you all for your prayers. I really appreciate them. Anyway, today after worship, He began to address the rabbit in me. He began, "Here we are, and I'm so happy to have you with me, Claire. I'm so happy you're willing to try again. Keep trying. I can't tell you how much that means to me." Suffice it to say, a lot. Everything. Thank you for staying faithful to me. I answered him, "I know it's only by your grace, dear one. Only by your grace. I have many wonderful examples around me, too." "Yes, you do indeed. You needed that kind of camaraderie, those kinds of friends. It helps you to get your bearings as well." He continued, "I wanted to encourage you. Everyone is feeling the heat, Claire. Not just the summer heat, but the heat of the battle. Everyone. Pray for each other. Offer communions for one another. Pray and even fast. Not only are you carrying a cross for this nation and the world, but personal attacks are at an all-time high. I know you don't like the negative messages, but this is to encourage all of you that I am a faithful God, and I will not give up on you. I will not let you down. I will not abandon you. You must all seek me for your answers and know that I will not let you be tried beyond your strength. We are ascending the mountain of holiness together. Some of you I am carrying, others I am supporting on one leg, others I am pulling up the mountain, and some are strong enough to walk on their own as we go up. The ones that are strong enough to walk are the ones who spend the most time with me and have yielded more of their lives than the others. That's not a condemnation, that's a suggestion to help you understand what really works. If you avoid suffering, it only gets worse. If you embrace it and turn to me, I strengthen you. Some of you are being taken to new heights and new missions. That is why this seems so difficult. But if you faithfully focus on me, I will infuse you with my strength. When I want to dance with you and hold you, it's not just for fun. It is for a substantial regeneration and comforting. Yes, I enjoy being with you. Of course I do. You will notice the songs I pick when you program your device for shuffle. I will choose the songs I want to reach you through. Some are romantic, some are worship, Some are comforting. I am reaching out to heal you, my tender bride, because this world takes its toll on you. I am keeping our relationship alive. And by the way, finding deep satisfaction in your attentions and worship. Must I always look upon the sorrowful things of this world? The answer to that is not as long as you, my bride, are in this world. In you I find my comfort. I find my joy. I find reparation for the cold hearts that are continually running from me. When I come into your focused presence, my joy thermometer goes right through the top, and I say to myself, at last I'm holding the love of my life, my tender, devoted bride, she who has one eye on the horizon and the other on the plow. She hit many rocks in the soil, but continues on. The earth may be dry and hard, but somehow she manages to dig into it. She may be weary and weak, but she continues on, knowing that I will strengthen her with my grace, just like little Faustina and the roses. That's a very sweet story. Just before World War II in Poland, Faustina Kowalska, a sister of mercy who lived in a convent, had tuberculosis. No one really knew how sick she was. She constantly kept these things from the other sisters. And when she was assigned work in the kitchen, she was asked to lift a big pot of potatoes and drain off the water. She didn't have the strength at all and nearly dropped the pot. That night she prayed to the Lord for strength to lift it. The following day in the kitchen, she walked over eagerly to drain the potatoes, picked up the pot, but when she took off the lid, it was filled with red roses. The Lord is so used to doing many marvelous things for those who truly put their trust in Him. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He continued, I could have danced the whole night away with you, my tender brides, when you give me no limits on your time. I love those nights when you come to prayer, knowing that you will be with me for hours and setting aside all your worldly cares. Or even in the mornings when you set aside a day of prayer for me, it's just sheer joy for me to be in your company. Very simply, when you put your music on and something very touching comes up, place yourself in my presence and respond as if I had said out loud, may I have this dance? That's only the beginning. I'll take it from there. Don't disappear when I play a worship song. I'm still holding you and twirling you round the dance floor. Just concentrate on the majesty of my presence. Even the royal attire I'm inspired to put on for such occasions. Yes, when you allow me to choose the worship songs, I speak to you through each one. Please do not doubt it. You may always ask, Lord, would you please choose the songs for our time together? Shall I allow a snake to interfere? Of course not. Rather, will I bless you with a multicolored fish swimming beneath the crystal dance floor, playing beneath our feet as we turn, sweeping the floor with our joy? Never be put off by my royal attire, for when you look at yourself, you will see you are dressed as royalty as well. Lord, what do I say to the men of our channel? Use your imaginations. There's no carnality in heaven. And you simply are my bride. So be not ashamed to be swept away in my arms in the image of a woman. I wanted to share this has happened very often with Ezekiel. And some of you have heard me tell it before, but his first experience with the Lord, he was driving down the highway and he felt the Lord calling him into prayer. He pulled the car over just in time to see himself as a beautiful blonde bride being taken up into heaven with Jesus to dance. This happened at a time in his life when he had made up his mind to leave the world behind and serve God full time. A lot of his early music was influenced by this event in his life and still continues to influence him. Sometimes he sees himself with the Lord as a regal bride with her royal groom, other times as a male friend surfing on heavenly waves. It just depends on the Lord's moods and what he chooses to do. Jesus continued, "Well, my brides, I wanted you all to be familiar with the joy I derive from your presence. You are so beleaguered by guilt, it's difficult to draw you out into my presence. Do not be ashamed to repent. This is so important. If you've fallen short or sinned, tell me how sorry you are and that you will try to do better. I will show you the great affection I have for you and even speak forgiveness to you. Then I wish to draw you away on the wings of my spirit to your final destination and heavenly home. As things become increasingly dark, be more and more open to this joyful experience with me. Allow your hearts to dream and see yourself as the stunning beauty I have fallen head over heels in love with. Just humor me if you must, but know for a fact, your presence and attentions to me bring me unspeakable joy. You just will never know until heaven exactly what that means. But I can tell you this much. The joy you feel in my presence is but a weak reflection of the joy I feel in your presence."